Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mavi, who's this chick in the black again? She's the number one, Gadella?
Yeah, Claudia Gadella from Brazil. Her only two losses are to Jacek, who's the champ. So she's a badass for sure.
And who's the other one?
Jessica Andrade.
Man, that girl Gadella is a bad bee. Oh my God, look at that. Did you see that? She just got power slammed to the ground, got picked up and power slammed.
Didn't help Andrade, though. She didn't let go of that the hold she had on the neck there. Now she lets go, but she had a good hold on that for a little bit.
What do you think of this fight?
I think it's a great fight. I mean, these are the two top contenders in that division.
That girl Andrade is just gushing blood all over that Goodell's face and mouth from her forehead.
Yeah, she must have had some of that scar tissue up on her head there on the forehead, and once it got busted open.
She's throwing bombs now. Do you think she can win this right here?
No. No, she didn't have the great position. Goodell had her trapped a little bit with the arm. She wasn't really getting hit too bad with them.
So you think Goodell, she's going to get out of this?
I think she will, yeah. Especially with that blood actually helps. When you start bleeding all over the other person,
look at it, just gushing blood out of her forehead. And she's gushing blood like a faucet all over the other one.
That's actually what probably saved her from that guillotine choke is the blood, because it's harder to choke them because they're so slippery then.
Don't you think that's dangerous to be like drinking some chick's blood all over you?
Well,
like,
they all get tested a lot beforehand to make sure no one's passing anything along.
Look at her. Just God, you can see it just gushing.
You see it dripping like a faucet.
I mean, it is like a faucet. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, she is literally, they won't stop it either over blood, will they?
If it gets to a certain point, they will. If she can't see or if they check out the cut and it's pretty deep, then they'll stop it. But I've seen way worse before.
She's putting a beating on this girl. You got to admit, she's on top.
She's got the position on her, but Goodell's doing a good job, you know, minimalizing some of the strikes.
And she's landing while she's getting punched.
Yeah, she's neutralizing her. She's not landing too well.
She needs to just get out of this round, which is down to 10 seconds, don't you think?
Yeah. She'll make it out of this.
There's no way that he's going to stop this fight, right?
No, absolutely not.
How did that chick get on top of her like that for the whole round?
Just like the last minute or so, because she had the guillotine choke she was trying to put on him. Once that guillotine slipped out, then she was on her back.
You got to admit, that was a bloody violent round.
If I wasn't interested before, I think that piqued my interest for sure.
Right? Like, I don't even like chick fights, but you got to admit, that was a good one. And they're only in the, is it a three-rounder, this one?
Three-round fight, yeah.
Jesus.
If that thing goes three rounds, I don't think there's going to be any space left on the floor. It's going to be all blood.
Do you think it's going to go three, Mafia?
No, I think that's going to end at some point before then.
Jesus. I mean, those two are just going at it. It's no joke. So I got a lot of stuff that I never got to. Anyway, did you give me a stack tonight? I don't even have it. Anyway, I have all the stuff that I haven't done for the week that I still wanted to get to. So one of them, which is, and it's so hard for me to not watch this fight. It's so violent. It's so awesome that I just have to see more of it. I don't think any of that blood on Gadella's face is hers.
No, it's not. It's all Andrade's.
It's Andrade's blood.
I know. Gadella, she was on The Ultimate Fighter. She was coaching one year against Jacek, who was the champ. And when they were going into it, I liked Jacek. She was, you know, cool and cute. And Gadella was kind of a, you know, jerk, I thought. And then as they did the show, I kind of flipped my opinion out of her. Because when she's out of the ring, she's really cool.
What? Who, Gadella?
Gadella, yeah.
So what, why didn't they wipe that blood off of her face if it's not hers?
They wipe some off, but it's not going to all come out until you hit the showers after.
Really? They can't get that off in the corner?
They just have some towels. That's it.
Towels and water?
You need to really wash some of that out.
It looks like
she might be busted a little bit on the left side of her left eye, too.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they've stopped throwing punches, kind of, and they've gotten into all this fence and it's turned into a clutching and grabbing fight and trying to wrestle instead of When they came out, they were throwing bombs.
Well, that's because Andrade wants to get it into the clinch and wants to take it back down to the ground because that's the only place she had success. We're on the feet in the first round. She was getting beat up.
Who would you say is winning this fight?
It's so hard to tell with crappy judging now. I mean, I think Gadella should have won the first round because she had more of the action dominated her way. She had the.
Are you kidding me? That other chick was on top of her for 2 minutes.
She was on there for like a minute, minute and a half at most, but the other 3.5 minutes, she was beating her up on the feet and had the guillotine.
She's doing it again right now. The same thing she did in the first. She's dominating her on top. She's killing her. She's hammer fisting her face.
She's got her down for now, for sure. If she holds it the rest of this round, then this one's definitely hers, and she'll probably be up 2-0 the way the judges are. But, you know, I like it a little more action on the feet to really give you the round like she had in the first round.
Are you surprised that she took that much abuse in the first early and then has come back to be so violent and winning this fight?
No, some of them, you know, some of these fighters, they like getting hit a couple times before they really get going. Like, that's what really gets them pumped up.
Like, I can't even believe these girls' faces. They just absolutely look like bloody tomatoes. Look at that girl's face. I mean, she's just covered in blood. Oh, my God. Chris, you'll be a UFC fan now for life after this.
I think tonight was the night I turned the tide. I'm going to have to join the podcast we got going now.
How about this? Oh, look at this. This fight's better than those two dudes that where the guy knocked the other guy out like a tree.
Well, yeah, because this one's a lot less one-sided.
This is violent, man. These two are going at it. Holy shack. Batman. You know, one thing I can tell is Goodell can't, Roger Goodell, can't put down this chick, Andrade. She can't get her down. She can't, the other chick's got such great leverage with her legs and body, and she's winning this fight now. Andrade's beating her ass.
She is for sure now. She's taking this over on the stand-up as well. She's just throwing haymakers.
She looks like she's in better shape. The other one looks shot.
Takes a lot out of you when someone's on top of you trying to pound your face, and that gasses you out pretty quick.
This girl is killing her, dude. This fight's about to be stopped, right? She's killing her.
She is. Andrade's taking this over. If she can knock her down and get on top of her and land a few hammer fists, it might be over.
She looks like she's in amazing shape because I got to tell you, for throwing 100 bombs, she's still fighting. She's not gassed at all. She's just still beating the crap out of her. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Look at this. Look at that girl's face.
Her whole body. She's God. Red all over. It's like a scene from Carrie.
It is Carrie. Oh, God. Chucky. She's beating the crap out of her. They're both covered in blood. Oh, humanity.
But neither of them's quitting. That's the best thing, too, is that all this blood, all this beatdown, they're still going. And
oh,
there's
my.
Guys that would have quit it by now.
Yeah, this is crazy, these two. I don't even know how they go another round. How do they fight another round? Oh, my God. She's just taking bombs. Is she going to make it out of the round?
It's looking dicey right now. That's why she's grabbing her, trying to neutralize her right now.
She's trying to hold her.
Yeah, she's trying to get some rest and recovery right now.
Look at the amount of punches that this girl, Andrade, has thrown. Oh, she picked her up again. She's going to pound her. Oh, she's choking her out. Goodella's got her choked out on the neck.
Not enough time left, though.
Oh, did she quit? Is she about to quit? No, the round ended. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. And that girl is enjoying it. She's, like, sticking her tongue out. She's like, ah, I love it. I hate chick fights.
It's going to be the fight of the night.
The fight of the year.
Like, I don't want to see a chick cry. It's going to be fight of the night easy.
Fight of the year. This is the best fight I think I've ever seen. It might be the best fight I've ever seen, honestly. Is this not craziness?
It's awesome.
You got to admit, it's like the name a fight that's better.
I can't off the top of my head.
That is the best fight I've ever seen. These two chicks are beating the absolute pee out of each other.
Talk about an introduction to this.
I mean, they are just killing each other.
And neither of them wants to stop.
God, I can barely get through it. I feel like letting Mafia punch me in the face or something and see if I could bleed that much.
Oh, you would if I did.
Look at this. She had her in the, what do they call that? She had her in the guillotine, and she couldn't finish it. She ran out of, look at the blood just gushing off of that chick. Look at these two covered in, but they look like they've been to war, like World War III, these two. Look at, they just are both appreciating each other. They beat the crap out of each other. Did you see them hug before the third and final round? That's crazy. Yep. Mad respect, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like it, these two. This is the greatest fight I've ever seen. I mean, this is insanity. Look at this. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. This made my night. I can't believe I've seen two chicks fight like this. I'll never judge chick fights again the same. I've always said they suck. Not anymore. These two just went at it.
It's the only chick sport you'll ever be into.
That's it. It's just, it really is unbelievable, don't you think? Like, have you ever seen anything like it? They've had, there's been a little bit of everything in this. And look at this takedown again. Oh my God, she just body slammed her. You can't tell me this chick's not winning this fight, Andrade.
She is absolutely, she's way up at this point. Goodella needs a finish.
She's breaking her ribs, dude. She's killing her. She won't quit, though. It's amazing how this chick refuses to quit. This Goodella refuses to quit. The number one ranked contender in the world, right?
That's correct. She's the top strawweight besides Jacek. She doesn't want to lose that top spot. She wants to fight for the title again, but it's not looking like she's going to get it.
She's dead. I don't know how she survives this last 320.
Yeah, right now, she's just hanging on for dear life. She's just trying to survive right now.
She's getting, just getting pummeled. I mean, her ribs have to be broken, don't they?
If not, then it's still going to be hard to breathe. Even if they're just severely bruised, it's going to be brutal tomorrow.
How is she going to breathe? I mean,
she's going to sleep, anything, yeah.
She's getting pummeled. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Her face looks like a Halloween mask. Right now.
I mean, she is getting absolutely bludgeoned by this chick. Andrade is killing her. And I couldn't believe at the beginning in the first round how bad that chick was bleeding. And now she's just dominated this fight for 2.5 rounds. Look at her. She's up on top of her just performing surgery on her face. How awesome is this? Oh, my God. I just can't believe it. And what's even more sick is that I'm enjoying it. Like, absolutely. I have no reservation about watching this gore fest. Bloody mess. Oh, my God. They got to stop the fight. He's got to stop it. She's going to kill her. Do you think she'll die in the ring?
No, not in the ring.
I mean, there's 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. I don't know how she withstands it. She's getting sculled right now. She can't do a thing, bro. She's defenseless.
All she's doing is defending, and that's it. And it's not even working.
It's over. She's got to stop it. This girl's dead. Her ribs are broken. Her face is split open. How do you let this continue? Because the fight's so good?
Because you always want to give him a chance to try to come back, but she's barely defending herself now.
Have you ever seen anything like the abuse this chick's taking that the ref won't stop it? They stop it for everything else. She needs to get out of this now. And she can't. That's the thing. After all that beating, she's finished. She has nothing left. You see how she can't do anything? She's done, man. How can this guy not stop this fight? Seriously, she's not safe, is she?
No. Taking all those shots, it should have been stopped already.
Now she's up on her knees. Is she all right now?
She's trying to prove her position and get out of there, but it's too
late.
But
she's run out of time to win the fight. She can't win the fight because she can't do anything. She can't punch. She's trying to get up on the cage now, on the fence, but she can't get up. This chick won't let her. This fight's over, man. This chick, Andrade, was so prepared for her. Look what she did to her face. She's paper mache, machete face. She got pummeled. Will they show this stuff like on SportsCenter? They won't even show this blood, will they?
No, I don't think they even have the rights to show it. They'll show it on Fox Sports 1.
She's doomed. She's 20 seconds left. She can't do anything about it. This fight's over. She lost. Goodella got her ass beat, dude. She can't even throw a punch. It's down to 15 seconds. It's over. I've never seen anything like it. Wow, what a fight. What a bloodbath. That was kick-ass.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.